Julie, at the end of our summer term, Wahab asked us what it would take for us to retire in the classroom. And I was like, wow. When I was teaching in Atlanta, it was kind of sad because I wasn't even 30 yet, but the young teachers, so late 20s, early 20s to 30, were talking about how many years it would take to get out the classroom, to get an advanced degree, to get out of the classroom. And it was weird. And I'm like, why are you teachers? Like, it was about moving up the pay scale, I guess. And I'm just like, I really want to teach. So I'm thinking about what I need to do and how I need to take care of myself so that I go in excited and I leave excited. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't want to get, I had a mentor in Atlanta that's 62. And so she's taught for about 30 years. And it's kind of like, I'm going to finish these years up. But I want to get to that point and be like, do I have to retire? Or not, not retire. Yeah. Like, 60 is still young. Like, I want to not retire and still be excited and still be effective. And the kids still be like, you know, I want them to say, my mom had you. Mm-hmm. But that still be a good thing. And everybody still want me. And so, yeah, I think some of it is just, I think the way you go in. Like, I certainly, let me tell you, so I've done it. So I don't think it's going to be peachy keen. That I know that that's not even an option. Like, I know that there's going to be stuff. But I'm just trying to figure out how to deal with the stuff. Mm-hmm. So that when I go into the classroom, I'm ready to go and I want to be there. Mm-hmm. And I think I even say, you know, I tell people I think it's going to take a lot of work on my part because I might have to move around. I'm not going to stay in a school like I did for 4 years. Mm-hmm. That didn't fit what I was thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, I might have to do a charter school. I might have to do an alternative school. I might have to do a private school because, you know, and I think when I find a good fit, and that doesn't even mean I'm going to love everybody in the building or love the principal. Mm-hmm. That means they're going to believe what I believe. Mm-hmm. And we might go at it different ways. But at the end of the day, if I feel like it's good for the kids, then I can roll with it, you know. Mm-hmm.